Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out again for a wonderful episode and a wonderful week. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much for those of you that reached out by email with topic suggestions, those of you that have even reached out to me personally. It's been wonderful and be able to get know many of you and loving that you guys are sharing this and really helping spread this message and making it more broad. So thank you so much for being a part of it. Hey, as just a reminder, a little thing, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You can actually download our free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. So if you want to know the main things that my clients have done to free up on average $34,000 a year, whether it's make more money or save, check it out. Message from our sponsors here. We've got American Homeowners Preservation. You've heard me mention them before, but check out fundingahp.com. If you want to figure out how you can actually invest with as little as $100 and make a difference in people's lives, help people stay in their homes or sell their homes, you can actually get paid 12% paid out monthly. So it's 12% annually, but paid out monthly. So 1% a month. Amazing. So check out fundingahp.com. So today's guest today is actually someone that, it's interesting when you come across certain people, and you guys all know that when I bring people on the show, I don't, looking for the best word here, but I don't like posers. I don't like people that are fake, people that don't walk the walk or talk the talk, you know. And they can talk the talk, but I want people that actually can do what they say. And I came across this woman, Joanne Victoria. She's a transformational life coach, especially for those, if you're an IT professional, which I know many of you that are starting to follow me are, but also it's great even if you're in business in general. She's got great stuff there. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's worked for several corporations and done amazing work. But the thing I love best is that she really gets to the core, the matter, because many people come to me thinking they've got financial problems, right? And financial problems could also mean, hey, I just need to make more money, right? It may not be a problem. You might be very comfortable, but they feel like they have a problem to solve. And I will tell you at least, and I'm saying at least 98% of all challenges people deal with financially actually have nothing to do with money at all. It happens to do with the mindset, the person that's behind it. And what I love is that Joanne deals with a lot of different angles, especially if you're trying to figure out how to really create that joy in your life, really trying to create that transformation. And so Joanne, welcome on the show.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I'm delighted to be here. A great introduction, and I appreciate your trust in me to be a guest here on your podcast.
Well, you deserved it, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Like, how did you start going down this path? That's an interesting path to take, obviously.
The one working with IT pros?
Especially that, yeah.
Well, let's go back just a little bit further. Mm-hmm. I started my own business. I've been working for myself in a variety of poses. Real estate broker, CFO of investment company, and a lot of things like that. And I didn't like taking orders from anybody. And that was part of my situation. I just knew that I needed to be on my own. So for several years, I was dealing with small business owners, especially those in real estate and the alternative healthcare field, but everywhere. I've dealt with all kinds of small business owners and entrepreneurs. And most recently, I was redefining my website. And my daughter looked it over in her spare minute that she has, and she said, "Why are you sticking with the same old thing?" From her point of view, direct and to the point. And I said, "What do you mean?" And she goes, "Well, these are the same people you've been working with for years, and it's time for a change. And she says, because the world has just gotten filled with more of similar types of coaches like myself. Mm-hmm. So I says, well, now what am I going to do? I was kind of flabbergasted because I had a whole new website name and everything. And she says, well, why don't you work with people in the IT world? And I said, I don't know them. She said, you know me. So I, you know, did my research, spoke with her, and it seemed a clear and precise place to go because I discovered and knew that IT professionals, and I say IT pros because this includes contractors mm-hmm. as well as full-time employees.
Right.
And we know that there's a pretty much 50-50 split, certainly in the Seattle, greater Seattle area, and probably the other IT areas between contractors and full-time employees. So I just considered them all professionals and did my research, talked to some people in the biz, and realized that they needed my help. Because my purpose in life is to benefit others, to get what they want, and be successful at whatever they choose. And it came to me that this niche was good because there are certainly plenty of people out there in the IT world. And also, I have an affinity for helping people transform their lives. So why not this? And here I am.
And here you are, yeah. So what have you noticed is either similar or even different when you've started to work with them on a personal level? Like, what are the challenges that come up for these guys?
Well, I think the similar challenge, which is for all of our lives, unless we have it totally under control, I say that in quotes, is finding the time for yourself.
Right.
Be by yourself. As a sidebar, I recently read a novel. I read lots of novels. I think I learn more from novels than I do from nonfiction self books. And this one particular situation, the woman said, I will marry you. One of the conditions was, if you give me 4 hours a day to myself and 1 week a month to myself. And I thought, that is perfect. Because number one, she knew what she wanted and needed. Number two, she asked for it. And number three, he agreed because he cared for her that much. And I know it was a novel, but nothing's real anyway. So what difference does it make? And actually, it was a mystery thriller. And those are the ones that I usually read. So that's where they're so alike. And within the context of an employee or a professional at work, the samenesses are finding space to be who you need to be on the job so that you don't necessarily have to pull a persona or put a mask on to fit in with whatever is going on in the workplace.
Right.
Because I believe it to be as authentic as possible, yet you have to survive and thrive. So you need to do what you need to do.
And what happens if they don't address these sort of things? What do you see this typical pattern in their lives?
Oh, they close off. If they don't find any space for themselves, their relationship, if they have one, either a partner or a spouse, shuts down. If they have children, they're shut down with their children. If they have friends, they wind up just playing games on their computer, and at work, they don't thrive. It's not effective. And, you know, I've got one way that I work with people who come to me and say, I'm frustrated and I don't know why. I'm getting angry and I don't know why. I'm not happy at home and I don't know why. My job is boring and I hate everybody there and I don't know why. In order for me to work with them as a partner, which is what I put out, I could tell people what to do easily because I like telling people what to do. Uh-huh. And I've got the mouth for it. However, people aren't really going to listen unless they know you and trust you. So to start my work with clients, I have them do a little test or a game, however we want to define it. And it's just a little process that involves them being involved in their own life. And the example is, I'll say, I help them choose a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday, 4 days where they just go about their business. And I figure with a Saturday and Sunday thrown in, they have 2 weekend days and 2 weekdays. So they have work and home, whether they're single or in a relationship. And I ask them to make notes, either in written form or, you know, they could put it on their telephone, however they choose to do it, of what they do from the moment they get up to the moment they go to bed.
Right.
And also add the mood that they're in when they do these things.
Mm.
Maybe not the feeling so much, because people don't really know the feeling, the deepness of this, but they know the mood they're in. They know they might be grumpy if they've got to get up at 5 a.m. to drive 2 hours to get to work.
Right.
So if they're grumpy, put down grumpy. It isn't a test. It's really just a guide so that they can see how they live their lives and I can see how they live their lives. Then I have something to speak with them about and start asking questions. So when we get to a point, for example, if they're grumpy about driving to work, is, you know, I would ask them, is this your normal, you know, is grumpy part of your persona?
Yeah.
Is this who you are all the time? No, I just don't like getting up early and going to work. Okay, so we put that one to the side because we're not going to move quite yet or change jobs. But we're looking at what's happening in your life and how are you feeling when you do it? So they get to work, and most of these people have lots and lots and lots of meetings, and most of them are on the phone.
Mm.
And they have different moods depending upon who they're in a meeting with and what they're trying to accomplish in that meeting, or if they're just a bystander, because sometimes that happens, that you're on a team of 10 to 100 people. You're on a phone call of 10 to 100 people, and on one you may be the host, on another you may be the leader, and another you may just be, you know, in backstage.
Right.
So where do they like to be? So what's their mood there? So that we proceed with each of these 4 days, and they write everything down, and then they type it and get it to me, and we look at it. And they look at it as the truth of their lives, as long as they haven't changed anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as they haven't altered their life to make me feel good, because it's not about me, it's about them. Then we look at all of it, and I go through all of that and ask these questions as to why they feel what they feel when they're doing this, that, and the other thing. So we can lead to, and the why is always a good question.
Mm.
Because sometimes they'll say, well, I want to go hang out with my guy friends. Why? Oh, because I like them. Why? Of course, my why questions might be a little longer, but you know, why? It's like when you talk to people, why do you want to invest your money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I, you know, I want to be a millionaire. Why do you want to be a millionaire?
Why is that so important to you?
Yes. Well, I want to have a big house and a car. Why? You know, I want to impress other people. You know, we get down to the core of it is that they, you know, most people just need to feel comfortable and confident in whatever they're doing. So it's important for me to know how they live their lives so I can help them show them how they can adjust small things in their life to make some big changes.
Give me an example of that. Like what's like one of your coolest transformation stories you have?
Well, one is, doesn't sound huge, but it is this one guy never left the office to go to lunch. Now, it doesn't sound like a big deal because most of us who are entrepreneurs might eat at our desk and so on and so forth, and we only go out for meetings. But however, when you're in an office for 8-9 hours, mm-hmm. you need to get out.
Yeah.
So he started getting out, and I said, you know, and everything has a time frame on it. You know, try it for a week, and we discuss how it feels. Try it for 2 weeks. And how it feels, and so on and so forth. So he tried it and he realized he had so many ideas in his head that he could bring to the table at work and at home that he'd never had the time or the clean air, clean head air to even have that information come up. Because there's no, unless you stop, there's no time or space for new ideas and new thoughts to come into your mind.
Right. You get stuck in that pattern or rut almost, right?
Well, it is a pattern. You don't even, most people don't even know they're in a rut.
Right.
They don't know that the pattern is ruling them.
Yeah.
So with this guy's choice of walking every lunch hour that he could, and when it was raining, because he lives in the Seattle area, and, you know, it does rain from time to time.
Yep.
And he found that he had other thoughts outside of what he had been thinking up to that point. He had a house, and he and his wife wanted to buy a bigger house, but they didn't have any money for it. Well, we found a little bit of money, but, you know, that's not, that is something I work on to a degree, but he was able to take the bull by the horns and realize what he could or couldn't do for that next step. He also realized he wasn't spending enough time with his wife, who also worked full-time, and they had two children. So this was a complex situation from his perspective, because it's very difficult when you have two people in the same schedule, two toddlers, not toddlers, but, you know, first and second grade, going to school, getting them off to school. Where do you find time except watching a sitcom and going, there's no time, right? So he realized he had to make the time, but first he had to sit down and talk to his wife. Well, and his wife was shocked that he even brought it up, because she thought, not that they had problems, but that he would never question that.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually the woman in the family is the steward,
right,
of the family. And she had these thoughts, but didn't want to bring them up because she knew he was busy and so on and so forth. And he was a guy, and guys think differently. So when the client brought it up to his wife, they realized that there were more things in their life that they had to take charge of, that they wanted to make move forward. They wanted to save money. They wanted to have a better education for their children. They wanted to have a better relationship, because they were not going to get divorced ever. So they had to spend time in creating a plan or a system so that the two of them could thrive in this world. So it took, you know, 90 days-ish plus for both of them to get to the point where their lives are moving forward at a pace that they were happy with, that their relationship was, you know, now an A and not just a C+. And their children, of course, didn't notice too much, except mommy and daddy were together when they went out to play, as opposed to it's daddy's time, it's mommy's time.
Right.
So for that particular client, he considered it a success. So, of course, I did as well.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the best money makers right there is if you can, you know, keep a marriage together and prevent divorce. That's 50% of your assets right there, you know.
I would think so. You know, I mean, it's, we know the statistics on all of that.
Yeah.
And, but also, even if they didn't divorce, there's a lot of lack of interest, disinterest in a relationship.
Yeah.
Generally, when you have young children, two people working, and so on.
Check out.
Yeah, the relationship goes first.
It should, right?
But no,
it goes first. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It just, it gets thrown by the wayside. And, you know, you focus on the children, their school activities, their friends, their pals. Where do they go now? Are they taking dance? You know, you become a helicopter parent, which is a little not so good in my opinion. And then the relationship goes bye-bye. And then they look at each other, 10, 12 years have gone by, and there are no more common interests.
Mm-hmm.
So he and the husband and wife, the client and his wife, found a way to have time for themselves beyond a quote-unquote date night, because that's nowhere enough time. You know, that's way too, it's cute, but it's just not enough. Mm-hmm. So that they would get their thoughts out that they hadn't had the opportunity to do since before they got married. And even then, they're different now. You know, 5 years goes by and you're a different person.
Right.
You know, you pick up information from work, you're hanging out with people from work, and you have different ideas and thoughts that may or may not benefit your life and your marriage.
And it sounds like he just woke up in general. It almost reminds me of the movie The Incredibles. You know, this kind of tells you what age my kids have been, right?
Right.
But in that movie, The Incredibles, when, you know, Bob was constantly working that insurance job and just being dead, you know, dead of the world. He had no life. It wasn't until he shook things up and changed the patterns that all of a sudden life, you know, new life came back in him. And that even created a difference in his family and how they responded to him. And he changed his entire world because of that. I mean, I'm over glorifying a little bit of a, you know, Disney,
sure,
Pixar movie, but that's kind of what that little piece there, that's kind of what you saw happen, that transformation, right?
Yes. In this particular client, yes, he transformed, but he was very brave to come to me and use whatever resources were required of mm-hmm. him to, you know, step up. And fortunately, he trusted me that he would have outcomes that he would not expect. You know, we created some outcomes that he did want. He achieved those, but he achieved other things as well. And also, what he got out of it was a system for handling most situations as they were presented to him.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Now, if you were, I mean, we got some great advice from you on the process and things like that. If you were to give one last piece of advice for our listeners, like, what would it be?
Well, I think people have to look to themselves and decide what they want in life.
Mm.
People don't do that enough.
Oh,
every day, am I doing what I really want to do? Am I being who I really am? Am I happy with my happy? It's an overused word. Am I satisfied with my life as it is? Do I want something more? Because if you answer yes to any of these questions, you'll realize that there's something in the way. And most of the time, it's always us. We are always in our own way.
That's right.
Not too many times are we blocked, you know, from outside influences. But take stock. If you don't want to do it every day, do it once a week. You know, Friday nights at 9 o'clock, sit down. Has my week been the way I wanted it to be? Is it satisfying to me? Has it been purposeful? You know, words that people don't generally look at. People don't look to be satisfied. They want to achieve great heights of happiness. Well, that will all come once you determine where your life is now and where you want to be and move into that space in between. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, really the message, the words that keep popping in my head as you're talking here is really like, wake up and get clear. Like wake up and know, just really, yeah, wake up. I guess that's even the two words I can narrow it down to is just wake up and like, and be on purpose, be intentional about everything.
Well, I did a posting the other day and I'm looking at the, I didn't even put it in my photo file folder and it says, wake up. It didn't even make it into the social media photos folder, and it just says wake up, wake up. People aren't awake enough. They just slide through life, and I think sometimes the reason they don't wake up because their life is too easy.
Yeah.
And they've not hit any walls in life. I've hit several, and when you hit a wall, a thick one, you have no choice but to wake up somewhat. And depending on how much you want to wake up, you will. So don't ignore it. If something is, you know, if you sit down and take stock of your life as it is, and you're nowhere near satisfied, and if you're not satisfied, there's no joy there. Take stock of what's missing. What is missing in your life? What is missing? That is a good question. Wake up and decide what is missing from your life.
I agree. Amen. So Joanne, tell us, like, if they want to get a hold of you, like, or get in touch with you or learn more about you, where would they go to do that?
Well, they can go to my website at askjoannevictoria.com. That's A-S-K, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A.com/ask, A-S-K. And at that page, on that page, you can ask me a question, any kind of a question. You've got a few that show up, but you can put in your own question. And you can also get a free copy of my book called The True Self Handbook, A Guide to Transform Your Life. So you can send me an email through that, or just send me an email at askjoannevictoria.com. And look at the rest of my website. There's a lot of information on there that will help you, mostly my blog posts.
And you also have a show too, right?
I have a show. It's called The Sanity Project Podcast. And it's pronounced sanity, but it's S-A-N.I-T Project Podcast. Right. It works for me, even though it requires a little bit of thinking. And I just published my 13th episode in the hour before you and I hooked up. And it's about an IT pro who's been in the business for years talking about how important soft skills are in the IT business. And it's finally come around full circle, because I've been selling soft skills forever. And for years, people wanted hard skills. And I believe that most anybody could learn any hard skill, but a soft skill is where the challenge is.
That's right. That's right. That's the stuff that people get messed up on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Joanne, thank you so much. It's been an honor to have you on our show. And everybody else, check out our website, check out our show. Especially if you resonate with this, or you feel like there's some change, you need to wake up. You need to really get clear on what you want and then figure out how to get that. Joanne is definitely a person to talk to. So check out more about her and everybody else. You know, make it a great and prosperous week, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.